I saw Vakil, was it yesterday, Vakil, and I thought, I'm so sorry I haven't had the opportunity to go to your class, and yet I must have been at your class the whole time because everything you spoke of worked perfectly in sync. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for this strong transmission that's coming through nonetheless. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form you to the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And Zahir asked me yesterday if I would present something of what we've been doing in our class during camp, and the subject, as I said on the first morning, is Akhlaq Allah. Akhlaq Allah, divine manner. Hazrat Inayat Khan is quoted in Sufi Message Volume 8, The Privilege of Being Human. Spirituality is natural nobleness. And the unfolding of this innate nobleness is spirituality. So he says it one way and then he says it right away another way. If you didn't get it the first way, he turns it. Spirituality is natural nobleness. And the unfolding of this innate nobleness is spirituality. It is divine heritage, which is hidden in every soul. And by the manifestation of this divine heritage, a soul shows its divine origin. All striving in the spiritual path is to bring out that nobleness. Pir Shabda would say all relaxing in the spiritual path is to bring out that nobleness. But one need not strive to bring it out. It will come by itself if one is conscious of one's divine heritage. And this is exactly what you're speaking of. And this is, of course, the ultimate alchemy of Sufis. To take those things, those constructs, and to transform them into the ornaments and jewels of the soul. They're the vehicle, the facet, that lets the light of the soul radiate out. They're the vehicle. How beautiful is that? Boy, time flies, doesn't it? Yeah. May I continue? May I continue?
Yes.
In the words of Hazrat Inayat Khan, it is this consciousness which brings out the nobleness of spirit. In Sufi terminology, this nobleness is called Akhlaq Allah, which means the manner of God, a manner that is unlike any other manner known to the world. It is the manner of the mother towards her child, the manner of the father towards his son, the manner of man towards his friend, the manner of the maiden towards her beloved. It is the manner of the Lord towards his servant. It is the manner of the child towards his mother. It is the manner of a son towards his father, the manner of a slave towards his king. And yet, it is above and beyond all manners known to mankind. It is humility. It is modesty. It is pride. It is honor. It is kindness. It is graciousness. It is indifference. And here, that's a word I think people struggle with, indifferent, to be indifferent. In a way, it's the ultimate love without attachment. that Yahweh seed that contains everything, encompasses everything, without distinction. Like the sun that shines everywhere. It doesn't say, I like you, I'll shine there. I like you, I'll shine there, but not other places. Great equanimity. We could replace the word indifference, I think, with equanimity. What do you think, Murshida Tamal?
I think it's a beautiful concept. It's about the word indifference, but I love what you said about it.
Thank you. I think that we have some beautiful examples in the room of that.
Unconditional.
Thank you. It is independence, a manner inconceivable to human mentality, a manner which cannot be learned or taught, a manner which springs up by itself and comes forth as a blossom. So if we may together tune to the breath, the divine breath, the presence of the one and only being, and to bring the breath into your body awareness, feel this amazing vehicle that has been given to us to contain that divine presence and the vehicle through which to express it. But deeper yet, let the breath go into the sacred heart, that inner sanctuary, that beautiful shrine. And within the shrine is this beautiful altar. And on the altar is a beautiful chalice. So the temple is the body. The altar is our heart. The chalice, the soul. Hazaradanayak Khan, in his lessons to his advanced students, and there are these unpublished papers, but he talks about the external zikr, and he talks about making this motion, first the horizontal, excuse me, this is not my body, this is the temple of God. This is not my body, this is the temple of God. This is not my body, this is the temple of God. This is not my body. This is the temple of God. This is not my body. This is the temple of God. This is not my heart. This is the altar of God. This is not my heart. This is the altar of God. This is not my heart. This is the altar of God. This is not my heart. This is the altar of God. This is not my heart. This is the altar of God. Be there in that space. Pick up your chalice. Look into this empty receptive cup. Within this resides all of the divine qualities which may manifest in all these various forms that Pure Murshid Hazaradanayak Khan indicated here and more. Infinite possibilities. A few more lines, if you will. It is in this manner that lies the fulfillment of the purpose of one's life. This manner is the highest religion. It is true spirituality. It is real aristocracy and perfect democracy. All disputes and disagreements All misunderstandings fall away. The moment the human spirit has become noble. For it is the sign of the noble spirit to comprehend all, to assimilate all things, and therefore to tolerate and forgive all things. Of what use is a religion, a philosophy, a mysticism, or whatever you call it, if it does not produce that spirit in you, that inclination which is divine? And if that inclination and that spirit manifest themselves in anything, they show it in divine manner. Neither in the graciousness of a king nor in the subservience of a slave, one will find that dignity and that humility which divine manner gives. I have one more last statement in another teaching. It is so beautiful, and with close. I would just ask that you think about this, and again, every person you meet, look beyond the constructs of one's personality or the illusion of the outer appearance, and think about your divine self touching their divine self. Doesn't need to even be with words. It can just be with our consciousness, as we were told on the first day by Pierre Shabda. But just thinking of burning the leaf makes the leaf react. Just thinking of holding someone in the light of their soul perhaps brings out that resonance. It enlivens it. We wouldn't have to worry about any drones if we had that. Last statement by Pure Murshid, Hazrat and Icon. A flower proves to be genuine by its fragrance. A jewel proves to be genuine by its radiance. A fruit proves to be genuine by its sweetness. A soul proves to be genuine by its manner. Therefore, manner is not to be disregarded. This is something to take notice of first. All studies, practices, silences, and meditations aside, this is the main thing: to express God in all one does, especially in the manner one shows towards another. Thank you so much.